You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Good morning, besties. Thanks for joining us on The Grace Curley Show. I am your occasional fill-in host and future maternity leave fill-in hostess, Jess Machado. It is snowing again. The irony is not lost on me that almost every single solitary time I have filled in here at the studio, there is some sort of dramatic weather event taking place outside. I don't know why, Jared. I drive here completely white-knuckled, by the way.
How dare you?
I know. Please stop. Like Sky Daddy.
Climate change Jess over here.
It's just, if anybody really understood how treacherous it is for me to drive in even just the slightest bit of inclement weather, you would understand. I'm looking outside and it's just everything's covered in snow. I just don't get it. Wasn't it like 70 degrees last week? I feel like I wasn't prepared. But I'm nice and cozy and warm and toasty inside the studio. I'm glad you're with me today. Grace is out, but she'll be back tomorrow, if I'm correct. I think this is my first time filling in on a Thursday, which is exciting because we do a woke or joke segment. And I have heard this, but I've never got to participate in it. So Taylor's going to join us later on and we're going to talk about that. Lots of stuff that we can talk about today. But when I was preparing for the show, I had come across this story about Sam Brenton. He was the former nuclear energy office staffer that had stolen luggage. And I'm going to get to it in a second. But I think the overall theme for today's show is going to be people in roles that they are severely underqualified for and are only placed there because they check off a bunch of boxes that fit like the left's agenda. And Sam is definitely one of those people. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Trump's visit. I know yesterday, Caroline, I think, was doing the show, and I think it was happening in the moment that Trump had gone out to East Palestine. Steen, I did it right. You guys, I'm not kidding. I had to write Palestine equals clean because I keep thinking Palestine. So we had to figure out ways for me to remember this. Trump went and visited yesterday. Certainly a mix of being a thoughtful, caring former president and an opportunist nonetheless. So we're going to talk about that as well. And whatever else happens there could be a sky balloon that occurs some point across the country today. I don't know what's going to happen. And of course, the lines are always open for you at 844-500-4242. You can join us. We can talk about whatever you'd like. This show is your show too. It's not just Grace's. It's not just mine. It belongs to the people. The text line also is available for you. 617-213-1066. So, as you know, I'm a big fan of Twitter. You should be too, by the way. And I was scrolling through my Twitter late last night and I couldn't believe it, but this Sam Brenton, who was already someone that was in the news because he is a very interesting character. And I say character because he's a character. And he would... In December, he was charged with stealing suitcases. And I understand everybody, have you ever lost luggage? I have never lost a luggage at an airport. I usually just do the carry-on. But he was charged back in December, and he's been charged twice, actually, for stealing suitcases or luggage that belong to females and then wearing the clothing. But this overnight tweet from this woman who is a fashion designer has gone viral because he was actually wearing her clothes in public at public events. And there's multiple photographs of him wearing her, not clothes that you buy at like Kohl's, like her individually created fashion designs that are, by the way, extremely colorful and ornate. Yeah. Yes. It's not even like this. Like if you're wearing this, you blend into a crowd. But of course, he stole the luggage of a very unique fashion designer and then had the audacity to wear them out in public. Never intending to fit in with a crowd. He clearly was going for runway shock value.
I mean, everybody doesn't have a gold-trimmed cape in their closet.
If you head over to my Twitter, Jess Machado Show, I posted a couple of the photos. It's absolutely ridiculous. But more than anything, it lends to wonder what type of individual makes this kind of decision. And aligning with the Biden administration of just putting people that are not qualified into roles, you know, this is somebody that had a very serious role. He worked for the Office of Nuclear Energy. He was a deputy assistant secretary, I believe, but he was also like the face of this department. And because of his non-binary status, he got a lot of press because, first of all, the shock value of him alone wearing just regular clothes. He's bald. He has a mustache and he wears women's clothing. So you're getting a lot of shock value on that alone. Right. But of course, the Biden administration and the left is basically trying to convince us that there's absolutely nothing in the world wrong with that. Like you have absolutely no right to do a double take when you walk down a hallway and you see a man with a bald head, a mustache and wearing a dress and heels. I don't know how long they're going to work on trying to desensitize us to this, but I am forever guaranteed for the rest of my life going to do a double take if I see what looks like a man dressed in women's clothing. They can do that. I would never stop them from doing that. But you can't stop me from being shocked by that or doing a double take. So he was already bringing attention to himself. But this was, you know, I think cultivated this choice of this deputy position, cultivated to show diversity, because how dare the Trump administration never put a man with a mustache and a dress in a leadership role. So we had to go to the complete other side of this. We put him in this role. He's getting a lot of press. We're not even going to start talking about like his social media and like his private life and the things that he was partaking in. But just, you know, on the surface as a public official, what he was doing was drawing attention to himself. But now the next layer of this is we have someone who was put in a role that was clearly not qualified for. And what was really taking place in precedent was that he was a non-binary. He had the education. I would not be surprised if we get a George Santos type of like vibe later on where he actually doesn't have any of these qualifications. This guy had like nuke codes and graduated from community college. Like who knows what's going to come up with this guy? Because when you're a pathological liar and you have a complete mental illness where you're stealing people's women's clothing and then having the audacity to wear it out in public, I mean, you have a mental illness, right? There's something wrong with you. And so, you know, he was not qualified and they felt we need somebody who, okay, he's got the education, he's got the qualifications. Oh, and he's non-binary and he looks like this. We need this. Can you imagine who's the person that got picked over for this job of deputy secretary? Like, can you imagine being equally as qualified and you wear like LL Bean to work every day and you're married and you got three kids and you drive a Volvo and you're just like shaking your head and you're like, man, like I got passed up for that. Is this like the new affirmative action too, by the way, where, you know, if you happen to check off these boxes of what, you know, the left want you to think is and should be normal and mainstream, you know, do you get pushed right up to the top of any type of, you know, job? Because you're checking that box and you're like, yeah, I mean, he's non-binary. We need somebody like that. This is great. So they put him in there. But the consequence of that is, you know, these people are confused, I think, and they clearly aren't well. So someone who is making decisions like stealing property And by the way, I think one of these qualified as a felony because it was over a certain dollar amount. They're not of sound mind to make proper decisions and being placed in roles as they shouldn't be. I wonder what kind of thought process he had when he thought, I could definitely wear this out in public. I could definitely get my picture. Like the AP has his pictures in these outfits. And he was just like, yeah, I think we should do it. I'm wearing it. I want to be fierce today. I want to look my best self. We're going to keep talking about this and other people who are unqualified for their jobs, including myself. I have no business being here. When we come right back after the break, this is Jess and I'm filling in for Grace today.
Answering the hard-hitting questions of our time.
Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Fine.
They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Fashion, turn to the left. Fashion,
turn to the right. So great. So great. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I am your fill-in host for the day, Jessica Machado. Today's poll question, which I am loving, by the way, is brought to you by, pronounce this for me.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm.
Well, you know what? It's together. I always thought it was two separate words. So it's Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. These are them, right? I'm taking one of those home. You can't stop me. Three-pack special. Everybody loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space. There are no filters to replace. And it's one-third the cost of those big, bulky purifiers, which, by the way, I have at home. So one of those is coming home with me. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code GRACE to get the three-pack today. Jared, what is our poll question?
Who is the most egregious diversity hire of the Biden administration? Suitcase Sam Brinton, Kamala, KJP, or Pothole Pete?
We were talking about this earlier, and Jared came in and he's like, hey, that should be the poll question. Like, who do we think is just like the most underqualified, you know, pushed to the top, whatever. And I can't believe that we forgot.
Admiral Levine. Yeah, I saw him as latest column on the website, gracecurlyshow.com. And I was like, oh, we forgot Admiral Levine.
How did we forget? Probably.
There's been so many that, like, we forget the Babe Ruth of diversity hires here, right? We've just got, you know.
There is no shortage.
They are the 27 Yankees of diversity hires.
By the way, Admiral Levine is coming out with is in a book. There's this really great, definitely poised to be top selling book that's coming out called She Persisted, Rachel Levine. Lisa Bunker is the writer of this. And
Chelsea Clinton also glommed onto this for credit.
Yeah. And Greta's a part of this, I think, or something like that. So this book is going to include an introduction by.
That's the 22 Red Sox of authors.
With the jokes today, Jared. You know, this is going to be a book that's targeted to children ages 6 to 9, about the first openly transgender government official to hold an office that requires Senate confirmation, the first openly transgender four-star officer in the uniform and service, the first female four-star admiral. It goes on and on and on. The fact that we overlooked this gem is beyond me.
Yeah, we have failed as a show society.
Where are we at with the poll results?
You can vote in today's poll question, by the way, at gracecurlyshow.com. The poll question again, who is the most egregious diversity hire of the Biden administration? Suitcase Sam Brinton in the lead at 35%.
Let's go.
24% for KJP, 21% for Pothole Pete, and 20% for Kamala. It's a very close race.
And Kamala is like the highest ranking of all of those. You would think you would all be most disappointed in her hire. Clearly, she was targeted because she is a female.
I eat no for breakfast.
Love it. She's also biracial. She checks off two boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And I honestly, I don't really even know what she has done. I mean, I think she's in charge of border security and safety. She was just recently in Arizona last month in January. She was within 100 miles of the border and did not head down there and take a peek at what's going on. By the way, we still have a border security issue that didn't go away. It's still there. As a matter of fact, we'll get to it, but Governor DeSantis just announced an expansion of his Florida border crisis response. So, you know, capable people are still working on the problems that plague the United States. But again, I mean, Kamala Harris is clearly not in this role because she's qualified. And by the way, why do we have to dumb this down? It's not about being qualified. Why not be exceptional? Why not be amazing at something? Why not be an overachiever? Why do we have to say that they're just they're qualified? We should have people in these roles. We should have the absolute most best and brightest person filling in the role of Office of Nuclear Energy Deputy Assistant Secretary.
You get a t-shirt that says world's okayest nuclear disposal deputy secretary.
Like, again, like, why? It's just it. Maybe it's just part of like this whole thing where just like American people are just like, I mean, if you show up to work, that's enough. I mean, we should want more. We should demand more. And the fact that people are getting put in these roles, it can have serious consequences. I'm not really sure Sam Brinton really was in charge of anything huge. It was nuclear waste disposal and environmental things. I mean, okay, that's great. But with Pothole Pete, with this situation that's going on in Palestine, thumbs up, Palestine, I mean, he hasn't been there. He's completely ineffective. And this is actually something that falls under his purview and he's unqualified for. I mean, I think, I don't know exactly the stats, but I think he literally had, you know, he was the mayor of a city or a town with 100,000 people. I mean, he literally is underqualified for this job. But what boxes does he check off? He is a married gay man raising twin children. I mean, that's like, not only is he married, and he's gay, but he's raising twins. So that's like an extra check too, because parenting is hard. I mean, he's been quoted back when we had all of those tankers off the coast of California and people couldn't get their stuff. And, you know, you had boats lined up for miles and you had truckers that were losing their minds and all of these things going on. One of the most popular stories at that time was that Pete was talking about parenting twins was the most challenging thing he's ever done in his life. I'm a twin, by the way. Did you know that, Jared?
I think you'd mentioned that before.
I'm a twin. My mom did it, no probs. It was super easy. We played with each other. Like, it was actually easier. You didn't have to do anything.
And she was just as effective managing the Port of Los Angeles as he is.
Again, not qualified, shouldn't be there. And then when the stuff hits the fan, you're faced with the fact that we have people in positions that shouldn't be there. So the Sam Brinton thing is just another example of that. I mean, the guy is charged with felonies. I don't know what's going on with that case. I know that he was in court for both. So this is probably going to be a third case of this because he had two other ones in two different states. And now there'll be a third. It's a trifecta of fashion stealing. I'm Jess. I'm filling in for Grace. We will be right back after this.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
What would you say your trademark is, if you have one?
Well, I guess the look I'm best known for is blue steel.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I'm your host, Jess Machado. You can find me on Saturdays from 1 to 4 on WBSM out of Fairhaven. And I always love filling in for Grace. Happy to be here today. I guess Pothole Pete is in town the day after Trump made his visit. So let's talk. I know you don't have clips up ready yet, Jared, but I know you're probably working on it. So, you know, the Sam Brinton thing was really just a segue into, we've got people that are put into positions, clearly aren't qualified. You know, we had this train derailment, by the way, which I guess isn't a big deal because there's over 1,000 of those a year. So who cares about it, right? But this time, you know, toxic chemicals, a deliberate burning of the things that were in this train, causing really people to be displaced and leave their homes for a certain amount of time, not too long, able to come right back. Don't worry about it. And I think generally, I think there's also a video too that I think went viral where people were at a stream close by and reporters were down there and they threw a rock in it and all of the oil and all of this gross stuff came up from the bottom. You know, those things kind of catchy and you really want to get to the bottom of it. What is it? Why? But it doesn't matter. The perception of what's going on out in Ohio is that there was a environmental issue that was extremely severe and the Biden administration just ignored it. While the president was in the Ukraine, the very opportunistic Trump decided to schedule his visit out to East Palestine, which is great. You know, this is not uncharacteristic of Trump, by the way. Whenever there's a natural disaster, he's there. He goes. I mean, famously, he was in Puerto Rico in 2017, where he was throwing his paper towels out to the audience. You know, he has a lighthearted feel, jovial feel, you know, and I think in one of the clips from East Palestine yesterday, he was like, have fun, you know, listen. I don't love everything about it, right? It is definitely a press op. It is definitely an opportunity for him to set himself apart from the Biden administration to show, hey, look what I'm doing. Look what you're not doing. I think we have a clip of Caroline when she filled in yesterday for Grace, and she was talking about this specifically. If Jared, if you got it.
This, my friends, is the perfect example of America first versus America last. You have a former president who, of course, we know is running for president again, but he is visiting these people, bringing them what they need, probably paying for it through himself or his own campaign, because the federal government has failed to do it. It's disgusting. It should piss you off. It pisses me off.
That was great yesterday. I was listening to that and I was like, you're right, Caroline, you're 100% right. It should get you mad. And I'm not blaming Trump for taking that opportunity and exploiting it for exactly what it is, which is a focus on everything other than America for the Biden administration. So, you know, Trump went there, brought 16 pallets of Trump ice water, which I'm sure is far superior than all of the other waters. But you got to give him credit. He goes out there and people on the ground in this area want people to listen to them. They want people to hear them. And I don't think Trump was ever not doing that. I think he has a pulse on the nation. I think he has a pulse on the people, the small people who are suffering in these, you know, disasters. And, you know, I think he does think that his presence alone is a motivator and gets people, you know, feeling better about the dire situation that they're in. And he's also campaigning. So 100% get out there, do it, show up with your pallets. I mean, he gave props to the moving company, which was a local. He did it all right. It was a great opportunity for him. You know, do I think that it's really providing relief? I don't know. But, you know, FEMA hadn't even been there yet or took weeks to get there. I'm not even sure if they're there. But look what happened. Trump shows up and the very next day, Mayor Pete shows up. And it's not going well for him. During the break, I was taking a look at some of the video on Twitter. People are confronting him immediately. He's not answering any questions. Reporters there on the ground want to know why it took you so long to get here. Why hasn't anything been done yet? He's dodging questions. He's walking around and not answering. I'm not sure what he plans to do when he's there today. He was on an extended little break, right? He was taking some family time or something like that when this was going on. So you've got Pete not around. You've got Biden in the Ukraine. We don't know where Kamala is. She's certainly not at the border. And Trump shows up. And now people want to take a visit and see what's going on.
So in the news of the unbelievable, we have some audio of Pothole Pete in East Palestine. He's talking to the people. See if you can figure out what's wrong with what he says in this clip.
Both information and misinformation injected into this situation. none of which is to the benefit of the community when it comes to that misinformation.
Did Norfolk or-
So I think, so I lost my train of thought.
Wait, so what was the, what were, what's the misinformation?
I have no idea, but the term lost my train of thought.
Oh my God.
In East Palestine, Ohio. This guy is unbelievable. Can see why he waited 3 weeks.
First of all, I'm not really sure what the misinformation is that's out there. I think there's, it's pretty factual. There's a train derailment. There was some sort of chemical or hazardous material spill. They needed to burn off whatever else was in these trains for some sort of controlled, you know, disposal of them. People were ordered to leave their homes and then they were allowed to come back, and the people are feeling as if nobody's paying attention to them. What facts am I missing? I'm not really sure. And the optics of this situation are very clear. Trump went there. He made you look like a fool. He made Biden look like a fool. He highlighted the fact that Biden is doing the wrong things. He's prioritizing the wrong things. I just feel like Americans just care about us. We're very sympathetic to other people. But man, we've got too much going on here to not focus on ourselves and what's going on. And obviously with the Ukraine situation, we could talk forever about that. But, you know, here we are with the situation. I could even say if they prioritize and say, hey, before we head out to the Ukraine, we should stop over in East Palestine and see what's going on, or at least make an appearance, put him, do his weekend at Bernie's, you know, visit and just prop him up and have him walk around, stop at and get ice cream, and then just be on your way to go and hand over tanks and millions of dollars to the Ukraine. Trump also got all of the first responders McDonald's. I just love that about him. You know what I mean? Could go for a good McDonald's cheeseburger right now. So I'm interested to see. I'm going to monitor Twitter and the news. But P is on the ground. I don't know what he brought. I don't know what he's doing. But one thing for sure, he's not answering questions. He's not talking. There is a clip where I guess his assistant or secretary said she's going to answer questions, but she won't do it on camera. She wants to do it off air. It's confusing what he's doing out there. I have no idea. Is there an itinerary? I mean, it's breaking news, really. We just have to keep monitoring it and see what's going on.
So I lost my train of thought.
it's so bad. It's bad. But also, like, what, I mean, he's just, oh, he's a mess. He's a mess. I actually, it's so bad. I didn't recognize and realize that Pete is actually the Pothole Pete from the Domino's situation, right? Do you remember that? Like, so there was a, back in where he lived, like where he was the mayor in, what is it?
South Bend,
yeah,
Indiana.
I'm pretty sure, I'm going to look it up. Domino's Pizza, like, paid to fix the potholes in town.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
That
yeah,
was him. We're going to have to look that up. But like, you were so inept at your job that Domino's had to jump in and fill some potholes. I have vague memories of that story. And while I was scrolling through Twitter this morning, someone had linked something about that. And I think it's him that was behind that when Domino's Pizza actually had to step up. You're so ineffective, Domino's.
Yeah, they ran a campaign where they filled potholes in different cities across the U.S. There were a bunch of different places.
Yep.
I didn't specifically see if they were in South Bend.
I think they were.
Probably were.
When can we just get people that are right and smart for the job and get hired for the right reasons? You know, we're dealing with that, by the way, and all politics is local. We're dealing with that in Bristol County. We lost Sheriff Tom Hodgson, who's a 25-year veteran of the sheriff's office in Bristol County, and we've replaced him through, you know, what I think is ballot harvesting and mail-in voting fraud with Paul Heroux. Unbelievably ineffective, you know, Democrat who is just following, you know, the agenda of these people. And, you know, first thing he wants to do is close down one of the oldest jails in the country, actually, and doesn't really have a plan for it, doesn't have the money for it, said he'll get the money. And, you know, so now we've got someone, by the way, doesn't even have a gun, doesn't have an LTC, and he's the sheriff of Bristol County. And also doesn't want anybody there to call him sheriff. He just wants everybody to call him Paul. He wants it to just be a warm and friendly environment for prisoners and staff. And they all have iPads now, which is super great for everybody. So again, not the best person for the job, but you know, he fits the role for the Dems. So let's get him in there. I think this is a bigger problem of the Biden administration. It's probably going to be one of the things that his legacy leaves behind, aside from everything else, like with the Ukraine and China and the laptop and all of those things. Pushing people to the top, putting people in leadership roles who are not qualified, but so that they can show the diversity. It does matter if you're qualified for the job. It does matter, especially in matters of security, especially when it comes to transportation for the whole country, that you are the right person. And I just don't think that we can keep going on with this. I mean, even if we look at the vice president, had she been a qualified vice president, perhaps she could be taking over the reins next election. Her approval ratings are worse than his. There's no chance for succession with her. And that's what you get when you put in place someone that's not qualified, but, you know, checks off the box of being a woman and biracial, and she's just not supposed to be there. And so now you don't have, gosh, are we going to have him for another 4 years? Is he going to make it? I don't know if he's going to make it. I will say, by the way, the video and pictures of Trump yesterday, he looks older. He looks tired. I was very disappointed in that because I don't want him to be. I mean, he's 76, right? He's getting up there. And in comparison, obviously, Biden just looks just out to lunch. But I was a little taken aback and saddened that Trump looks so sad. I mean, he's back on the campaign trail. He's going everywhere. He's in that jet. Moving around and trying to drum up support, taking time out of his day to discredit DeSantis every chance he gets. But he just looked old, and that made me sad, and I don't love that. We have a caller. Do we have time to take a caller? Let's go to the lines. Hey, caller. You're live.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, it would be one thing if Trump just swooped in there 24 hours later before the Biden administration even had a chance to respond. You know, then I could understand maybe some criticism of opportunism or whatever. But I mean, Trump only showed up after the Biden administration was given 3 full weeks to send somebody. 3 full weeks that Biden could have gone and didn't. 3 full weeks that Buttigieg could have gone and didn't. 3 full weeks that any Democrat looking to run for president in 2024 could have made a name for themselves and showed up and didn't. Nobody showed up from this administration. And finally, Trump just said, well, damn, if nobody's going to come, then I'll go, because these people deserve to be heard. They deserve to be noticed, you know, and their tragedy and travesty, you know, deserves to be addressed. And these people, you know, they have a right to let people know that, you know, that they haven't been forgotten, you know, that they haven't been forgotten. And I think the world of Trump for going there and meeting and greeting with all of those working class people. These are not wealthy people, and it's a very small town of people of limited means. And Trump, you know, gave FaceTime to everybody, you know, not just the mayor, not just the fire chief and police chief, to everybody. And now you've got Buttigieg shamed into going, and he'll go and spew his talking points to the public, but you can't ask him anything. You can't ask him any questions about the water, the air, what are you doing? He won't take any. Trump has just shamed these people in the worst possible way. He really has.
I agree with you.
Shame anybody.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just wondering, is that going to translate to votes? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's great, but is that going to get him what he needs to win? We'll keep talking about that. 844-500-4242. If you'd like to call, we're going to take a break. I'm Jess Machado, filling in for Grace today. We'll be right back after this.
Inflation is at a 40-year high, and that's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. One of our listeners didn't just buy one 3-Pack, he bought 2 of them. He wrote that everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful that you may not need 3, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself, and then you can give one as a gift. They're all packaged separately in high-quality boxes, and we've had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm, myself included. I like to use it in my car for my allergies and car smells. I also use it in my house. It doesn't take up any floor space. There are no filters to replace, and it's one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. If you use code GRACE, you'll save money and receive free shipping on your Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Get the gift of fresh, clean, purified air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE at checkout. EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE at checkout. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I am your host for today, Jessica Machado. I just wanted to mention in this saga in regards to the train derailment, it looks as if the NTSB has released today their preliminary investigation into this train derailment. It basically just outlines a timeline of events leading up to what happened. It goes into, the communication that occurred. I guess Pete is there today to essentially figure out ways to improve communication with communities that are in hazmat situations. He also wants to hold the Norfolk Southern accountable for complete cleanup of the community, including the water supply and even the mental health of its residents, of course.
You know, it's a good way to improve communication with communities dealing with a hazmat situation.
Yeah.
Going there?
I don't know.
Talking to people?
No. He's busy. I mean, you would think that I don't get it. Like, if something happens in, let's look at the people of Martha's Vineyard when DeSantis sent all of these people over there. What happened? Everybody showed up. All of these people got out of their homes and went down to the area where they were, bringing all of their posh blankets and all of their Martha Stewart cookware and food. And everybody just came together. When there's an emergency or something happens, people rush to that area. Think of every time that there's a school shooting event. You can't stop parents from showing up. They just go. As a mom, I can tell you right now, the first thing I do, get in my car and drive straight to the school. You want to be there. You want to help. You want to get information. There's no better way to do it. You have this huge train derailment that is causing toxic waste. People can't go to their homes and nobody goes there. And I agree with the caller, and he has a really great point. I do still feel that there's a little bit of an opportunity for, attention on him. But for Trump to show up there, it was. I mean, nobody else had gone. Nobody. I don't get that, and I give Trump a lot of credit. Anytime there was some sort of natural disaster, was a hurricane or whatever, he was always prioritizing to get down on the ground. I mean, he definitely loves the people, right? And the people love when he goes there. But at the end of the day, if you're a bunch of people in a community that's going through a hard time, I think you just want people to care about you. You want to feel like you're being cared about. You want to feel like people are prioritizing you. And I can't imagine that Pete is getting a warm welcome on the ground today because he wasn't thinking about them 3 weeks ago when this happened. So we're going to break. We're going to take a look at the top of the hour. We're going to go over a couple more things. By the way, 844-500-4242. You should give me a call and give me your thoughts on Pete on the ground. We'll be right back after this.